This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's medicine importer Sunday said they had run out of hundreds of essential drugs and warned of more shortages as the country's dire financial crisis batters the health sector. Lebanese face several shortages, including petrol, amid what the World Bank says is one of the world's worst financial crises since the 1850s. The local currency has lost more than 90% of its value on the black market, but the central bank had been helping importers cover a large part of the cost of imported drugs. Now the Lebanese Association of Pharmaceuticals Importers says medicine imports have almost completely ground to a halt over the past month. An official tells the AFP some drugs to treat cardiac diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, and multiple sclerosis are already out of stock. He warns if nothing is done, quote, the situation will be catastrophic by the end of July, depriving hundreds of thousands of patients of their medication. Demolition workers are preparing Sunday to bring down the remainder of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida that the governor warned was, quote, tottering and faced a heightened risk of failure in an approaching storm. Officials suspended rescue operations Saturday to let workers begin placing explosives into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the tower in Surfside. The operation carries risks, but officials say it cannot be avoided. Tropical Storm Elsa is looming in the Caribbean and forecast to hit the state by Tuesday morning. The confirmed death toll stands at 24, but 121 people are still unaccounted for. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have captured a key district in their former bastion of Kandahar after fierce nighttime fighting with Afghan government forces, officials said Sunday, sending scores of families fleeing from the area. The insurgents have pressed on with their campaign to capture territory across Afghanistan's rural areas since early May, when the U.S. military began its final pullout of troops from the violence-wracked country. The fall of district in the southern province of Kandahar comes just 2 days after U.S. and NATO forces vacated their main Bagram air base near Kabul. That's where they led operations for 2 decades against the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies. The province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the Taliban, who went on to rule Afghanistan with a harsh version of Islamic Sharia law until being overthrown by a U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Iran announced Sunday it was reimposing coronavirus restrictions on major cities as the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant spurs fears of another devastating surge in the nation. After over a year battling the worst virus outbreak in the Middle East, Iran ordered the closures of non-essential businesses in 275 cities, including the capital of Tehran. The shutdown of all public parks, restaurants, dessert shops, beauty salons, malls, and bookstores applies to the country's areas ranked as having an elevated risk of COVID-19. The government said it was also imposing a travel ban between cities with high infection rates. Iran's new restrictions are designed to slow the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant first detected in India, which on Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani warned was driving a potential fifth wave of infections in the country. Reports of new cases have risen steadily in recent weeks, nearly doubling from mid-June to early July. Kyoto News Agency said rain hampered Japanese rescuers seeking 20 missing people on Sunday after landslides triggered by torrential rains hit the central city of Itami, killing at least two. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said about 19 people were rescued and about 130 buildings were affected after floods, landslides, and cascading mud collapsed and half-submerged houses on Saturday in the seaside city about 90 kilometers or 60 miles southwest of Tokyo, according to the news agency. It also reports Suga asked people in the affected areas to remain on alert and take precautions after he and cabinet ministers met on Sunday to discuss the disaster and heavy rain in central and eastern Japan. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.